Hi, and welcome to the Nat Decants podcast. I'm your wine-soaked host, Natalie McLean. This month's story is a lighthearted take on embarrassing wine situations. You can find more stories, the wines I've reviewed this month, delicious wine-friendly recipes, and a free e-newsletter on my website at nataliemclean.com. Now sit back and enjoy this month's story, entitled Bottled Blunders. My friends know that I write about wine for a living, and over the years they've sought my counsel as earnestly as a physician friend for advice about their ailments. So from one who has been thrust into the role of the Venus agony aunt, here are some solutions that might get you through your next battle over the bottle and avoid the horrifying wine snob who may be lurking in your group. The situation. Your friends explain to you that shaking the champagne before opening it increases the number of bubbles. To your horror, they start shaking the bottle like Formula One winners. You have nightmare visions of the cork ricocheting off the antique mirror and splintering the china cabinet before lodging in the souffle. The solution. Gently, but firmly, bring the motion to a halt by resting your hand on theirs and talking in the low, soothing voice used by hostage negotiators. Calm them with distracting physics trivia, such as the fact that the air pressure of champagne is 3 times the size of what's in your car tires and shouldn't be toyed with. Should technical explanations fail, you can always resort to equally bizarre logic. Tell them the bubbles are so delicate that they burst when shaken, leaving the wine flat. The situation. Your sister-in-law has just spilled red wine on your white carpet. As the stain widens like the pool of blood at a crime scene, you hear her say that you should have replaced that carpet a long time ago anyway. The solution. You could say that you've been planning to tie-dye the rug, or that you'll just put the Venus flytrap plant on that spot, which is a bit of a stretch if the spot is in the middle of the carpet. But the best solution is to use some soda water to remove the stain, or to spray a product such as Wine Away, which is available in most wine specialty stores. For future occasions, apply the old rule about food and wine matching to your flooring. Serve only white wines on white carpets and red wines on red carpets. The situation. You've had a wonderful meal in the restaurant, splurged on a special $200 bottle. Do you tip the beaming sommelier on the full price of the wine? Should you tip the sommelier separately from the waiter? The solution. In many restaurants, waiters share their tips with the other staff, cook, bartenders, and sommeliers. However, if the sommelier provided truly great service, you may feel like tipping separately. It's reasonable to pay 15 to 20% of the wine's pre-tax price, but cap the tip for the very highest wine prices. Anything topping your monthly mortgage payment can seem excessive. The situation. You've just poured a fine vintage German Riesling when your friend asks for some ginger ale to make a spritzer. The solution. Not everyone savors the nuances of fine wine. Some people simply prefer something refreshing. But that's no reason to dilute the good stuff. Offer to get the ginger ale in the kitchen and whisk the wine glass of Riesling away. Don't bother explaining why you can't bring the soda to the table. In the kitchen, pour the good stuff into another glass, your next one, and substitute a reliable value brand of wine. Mix with ginger ale and serve. The situation. You're proud of your limited edition Napa Valley Cabernet. After standing in line to buy it, you lugged it back home in your suitcase, and you carefully stored it in your cellar for several years. Then you take the coveted bottle to share with friends at their home for dinner. They blithely put the bottle aside on the shelf while offering you, quote, the wine that's already open. The solution. If you want to drink your own wine, make that fact clear in advance. Call ahead to ask your host which wine you can bring to complement the dinner. Short of decanting the wine on the doorstep, there are several strategies to make your point. When you arrive, stay alert and agile, ready for your next move. On the doorstep, with corkscrew in hand, use the assumptive question technique. Here's the California Cabernet for dinner. Where would you like me to open it to let it breathe? Of course, if you know from experience that your hosts always open their own stock, don't bother bringing a bottle that you want to drink. The situation. After you share your coveted bottle of First Growth Bordeaux with friends, they want to return the favor. Out comes a bottle with a label you don't recognize. As you drink, hints of burnished aluminum and burnt tire unfold in your mouth. With the radiance of new parents, your friends asked, "How do you like our homemade wine?" The solution. You could feign an illness that prevents you from drinking temporarily. A pill bottle filled with red Smarties is a very good prop to always have on hand. You could accidentally topple your glass with a cheerful "Oops!" though this tactic only works for one glass and must be quickly followed up by the selected illness. Your best bet is to sit near the overgrown fern in the room, which has likely been well watered already with Chateau Planck. You can grit your teeth and actually sip the industrial solution, saying it's unlike anything you've ever tasted. And as a last resort, you can drink up, recognizing that your sacrifice is a testament to your deep commitment to this friendship. If you enjoyed this podcast, please let others know about it. There's more information on my book, Red, White, and Drunk All Over, and the free newsletter at nataliemaclean.com. Tune in again next month for another exciting episode, and in the meantime, drink up. Cheers, Natalie. This podcast and its content are copyright of Natalie McLean, 2008.